Welcome to the Dex Effect. I'm Dex Lucci. This is my co-host, Crystal Alvarado.
Hi, everyone.
I'm new to F1. You know that. I try to act cool when we first met so that we can get this podcast going. Knew nothing about it. But one thing I knew, because it came to Vegas, is that Max Verstappen, when I looked, the dude won every race. I saw the Brazil one, the Monaco, the Saudi Arabia one. Okay. Now, ever since this little feud of him, I guess he's going to leave Red Bull.
Maybe.
Or trying to.
We don't know that.
Now, keep in mind, folks, Red Bull is with Honda. They have the best engine. That's what Alvarado has said. She's the F1
expert. I haven't said that. I'm not an expert.
She likes McLaren, but she says they have the best engine.
I'm not an expert, okay? I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan, not an expert.
She knows. She's freaking pro.
Okay, go on. Yes, okay.
My question is, what has happened in the last four times? The
he
guy
had a baby.
All of a sudden he's lost. Now
he had a baby.
Okay, yeah.
No, but seriously,
how do you go from here to now?
Because he doesn't have a good number two. So in F1, you're also going for points. And to get points, you have to be in the top 10, right?
Okay.
The championship.
Now, when he essentially loses.
And it's the team. So it's him and his. The other person that's driving.
Gotcha.
So his number two sucks.
And who is his number two?
Now it's Yuki Tsunoda.
Oh, freaking Yuki, bro.
Yuki's the best.
Get it together, Yuki.
But.
Get it together, bro.
He can drive. He drove better than Liam. But yes. Because his number two has been shitty and his contract does have a clause where he can get out.
Yes.
We think he's tanking it on purpose.
Really? With all that money involved?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you say he wants to leave, like he's gonna leave Red Bull
and
go Ferrari, McLaren,
whoever gives him the best offer.
Gotcha. Because I looked it up yesterday, the guy's worth 200 million. I mean, these F1 guys are bringing it in,
of course. Yeah, they make a ton of money.
Yeah, I did not know that till we start chatting about it, and I didn't know the money was flowing like that.
So now you're into it. Because money.
I'm into it because their wives are super hot.
Yeah, that too.
These guys, I kid you not, I thought soccer and basketball guys had premium wives. These F1 guys, look it up.
Oh, yeah.
They have premium, wives.
Top tier.
It's just insanely how gorgeous these women are.
It's like royalty, though. A lot of the wives are already in F1 some way, somehow.
Yeah. So you were telling me how with F1, essentially, it's a kind of like owning horses. It's a rich man sport.
Yes, it is.
So
even to watch it is rich. You have to be rich. Do you remember how much of the tickets were here in Vegas?
Yeah, that's true. And I saw those Miami tickets. They were out of this world.
Crazy.
Yeah, I had no idea that it's kind of like it essentially it's a rich man's sport, which makes sense because Monaco is like their baby, right? That's the
the one that shows.
Uh-oh, here comes the F1 driver.
Let's go.
Relax.
Coco.
So I was saying Monaco is
their baby, the baby,
essentially, because that's the one that's like, you know, very bourgeois.
But it's one of the worst racetracks or
that's
the races.
What, I've heard. What is your favorite racetrack?
Vegas.
Really?
It's here. We live here.
But that was the one that had trouble, right? When they were driving, the guy
hit. Oh, when the caps on the floor came off?
Yes.
Yeah, that happens.
That happens.
It happens.
Gotcha. Let's talk football.
We're going to go to football?
Are you ready?
We're going to go from F1 to football? I'm not ready. I'm ready.
Okay, so.
What are we talking about?
Actually, I'm going to talk to you something that's going to.
Well, since this is episode one, I guess I should say I don't know that much about sports.
Okay, that's fine. I'm gonna bring up something that my brother.
That's the whole dynamic of the show.
Yeah,
no
but
one's caught on.
Check this out. Listen, guys, we're not just a super sports show. Watch, because we're gonna tell you how it is. This is as close to reality.
Wait. Talking to your mic.
This is
man.
As close to reality as possible. All the other shows are pretty shit. So
are
watch
they?
Us. Watch
Jesus,
us.
It's coming
you
after
know,
the
Dex
shows.
Effect. Okay,
that's your camera.
Oh, yeah, that's my
camera.
Do
it in that camera.
Let's do it again. And then you could cut it. The Dex Effect. Okay, so
anyways.
My brother brought up a good point today to me. And
Hunter?
Yeah, Hunter. So do you know who Aaron Rodgers is?
Yes.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers, he
played for the Jets?
Yeah, last year.
Okay.
He was mainly on the Green Bay Packers. Now,
the Packers.
I'm going to give you a little backstory here.
I do remember something green.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers has won multiple MVPs. He's a one-time Super Bowl winner.
One ring?
One ring, but one of the best mechanically sound quarterbacks in NFL history, hands down. Aaron Rodgers recently came out and he's been very vocal about doing ayahuasca.
That's where this is turning.
Yes.
Ayahuasca.
Now, why Hunter brought it up to me is because me and him, and we're going to ask you, when you're a rich man or a rich lady and a very successful one, if you're a great actress, actor, whatever it may be, we believe that, listen, man, if you like to get fucked up or if you like to do psychedelics or whatever it may be, fine, do it. But don't go on Joe Rogan and say how it's you know, you could see the third dimension and you know, it's you're in touch with your body, because little kids are watching in Texas and in New York and in California. And what do you feel about that when guys like Joe Rogan and all that, that they promote these psychedelics essentially on their platforms? And I don't think they're thinking about how the younger generation doesn't have those avenues to do it properly, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Are we holding the athletes to too much of a high standard?
No, my point is, don't film it. Don't talk about it. Do whatever you want.
But still do it.
You want to go
do it behind closed doors?
Of course, because listen, we're adults. You know.
But what if it helps other adults?
It doesn't help them. There's only one way to go to do ayahuasca, is go to South America with the shaman, and you got to have money to be protected. And, you know, you need a bodyguard and all that.
I mean, I get it. You don't want to be a bad, what do you call it? I can't even talk.
Role model.
Yeah, the role model. There you go. That's the word I was thinking of.
That's just my thing. I've noticed that a lot lately, because
athletes are role models to little kids, but they're also adults.
They are adults, but just keep it to yourself.
With real life problems.
Of course.
What if it helps the adults?
It doesn't help the adults, because those guys have $200 million.
That's true.
I know how they're doing it.
They're not going to die.
Yeah. And Crystal, they're taking, like, for example, let's say you're Joe Rogan, I'm Aaron Rodgers. You're worth $100 million. I'm worth $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling you. Hey, Crystal, let's get the private jet. Let's get the friends. Let's get the bodyguard. Let's get the beautiful hotel. The doctor on standby.
On standby.
All that stuff is cool, but why don't go promote it to little kids and say, you know, oh, I see the third dimension, and I feel that all this stuff is, you know, that this changes my life. You like to get fucked up, bro, and that's okay.
Yeah, the little kid's gonna grab leaves from the backyard. They're gonna
God forbid, for example, when Aaron Rodgers on the Joe Rogan show brought up the Percocet thing. Well, now that's little bad. John is gonna go at Texas High School and buy it from Carlo.
What was he talking about Percocets for? Because we already have a problem with pink, the epidemic.
Yeah, and fake press pills.
Pills, yeah, in this country. Why would he talk about Percocets?
Exactly. Because he brought up, it's just something that you keep it to yourself and you talk on the side. You don't talk about it. No football player
that he
talks
takes
about
them?
That. He mentioned that he takes them. It was actually, I don't want to say a meme, but like a YouTube short for a while. And then they would play Perky's popping, you know, stuff like that. You know, it was pretty funny.
All right, anyway.
But he can't do that because little kids watch it.
I'm indifferent.
Go on.
No, I'm just indifferent. I think he's an adult and he can talk about whatever he wants.
I agree.
And little kids shouldn't be watching the Joe Rogan show.
They are. It's YouTube.
But
it's
I know it's going to be clipped and it's going to be shared everywhere. Yeah. I get that.
So nobody
he
cares
is a role
anymore.
Model.
Let's just let everybody do everything.
No, we're not letting everybody
do
everything.
Kids can play blackjack. And
parents need to be more responsible. Don't let your kids watch that kind of stuff.
Okay, so that's, what do they call that? Handing off the problem.
To who? Aren't you handing it off when you give a kid a phone?
No. These guys.
They get addicted to the phone and the TikTok. And then they watch all those clips.
They do.
And then they end up doing the drugs. So
that's a great point. That's why she's the co-host.
Anyways, moving on. What's next?
Anyway, sorry. I was preaching. Okay, so do you know who Travis Hunter is?
Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs.
Travis Hunter, do you know who that is?
Is this still football?
Yes.
Okay, no. I have no
Travis
idea who that
Hunter
is.
And Shedeur Sanders were on the Colorado University of Colorado football team.
Okay.
They're Shedeur Sanders is Deion Sanders' son.
Okay.
They were the first of the NIL era. NIL, remember we talked last week, it's the kids are getting paid now, which is great. They're making buku bucks. Some are in the millions, such a la Shedeur Sanders.
That's
probably
crazy.
Made a couple million. Travis Hunter made a couple million. They're on Chick-fil-A commercials. They're on this and that. It's
they
it's
are?
Great. Yeah. in college.
Good for them.
So then Travis Hunter now signed. He was the second pick. He signed for $40 million.
Okay.
It's guaranteed.
How long is his contract?
I believe first round is 5 years with the option at the fifth year. But it's okay. The cool part about getting drafted in the first round, it's 100% guaranteed.
Oh,
after okay. that, nothing's guaranteed in the NFL. You only mm-hmm. get maybe you'll get 90% guaranteed. Maybe you'll get 80%. But there's a possibility you don't get the end part. So Travis marries his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Right away. And I don't know if you've seen on the internet, everybody's saying what a big mistake that was.
No Why?
Prenup.
No prenup.
No nothing.
No prenup.
Yeah. They found a video of her.
Who let him do that?
Yeah. And I'll even throw a curveball. I'm going to ask you. They don't sleep. She brought this up. I'm scared. They don't sleep in the same room. Is that odd?
That's odd.
Right?
Aren't they young? How old are they?
Super young. 21, 22.
Yeah, they're in their early 20s.
Yeah, she's
What's
a little
happening?
Older than him. Everybody's saying this is a big time mistake. Yeah, so.
Oh, no.
Interesting, right?
Did he get played?
Well, we'll see. Because
what state do they get married in? Do we know?
This pro. what a pro. Yum, yum, right? Okay. Florida, I believe.
Oh, shit. So everything gets split down the middle.
Yeah.
No matter what.
That's what all the memes have been. You guys have seen them. I hope it works out for the young man because he's got a big year ahead. It's interesting one because everybody,
that's crazy.
Even I'm pretty sure Deion Sanders mentioned, hey, there's a clip of him saying, hey, we're going to get everything in order when these guys get married or my son gets married. And that didn't happen.
They can still sign a post snap. I don't know how that works.
He's absolutely in love with this girl. Okay, I'll give you another one. This is what he said.
That's insane.
That when,
he's crazy.
When she went,
he needs better people around him.
He has the best people around
no,
him.
No, he doesn't. Not if they let that
he's
happen. They shouldn't have let that slip through the cracks.
Check this out. So Travis is on an interview and he goes, so when she was in her party era, I would wait in the car and just let her party
until she comes outside. No, that's bad.
Hunter, what do you think about that? That's crazy, right?
Fucking diabolical.
That is diabolical.
As Hunter would say, that is a mistake.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, that's, and keep in mind, guys, this is all them
he
saying it on record.
He needs a better best friend. Does he have a best friend?
Shadura showed up to his wedding in a sweatsuit.
Oh my god!
Which is also odd.
Why are people walking all over this guy?
He's very. The only word that comes to mind when I see Travis Hunter and you see his interviews and you see how he is and keep in mind the guy is an amazing football player. He's very jolly. He's very happy.
Good for him.
Because it's just been going. His life has been. He's always been number one. He was number two out of high school. Mm-hmm. He goes to Jackson State. He crushes it. He goes to Colorado with Deion. Crushes it. He wins the Heisman.
They really had no prenup?
No prenup. It's been all over the internet the past couple of days. Yeah.
I'm sad for him. Well, we all know what's going to happen.
Of course.
Hopefully she's nice.
That's the thing.
That's all I can say is hopefully she has a heart.
The thing is, and I did some research. I watched some interviews and stuff like that. And it's not Travis. It's just when you watch the girl, you the way she acts and the way she talks and the way she explains things, you just have this feeling that it's going to go bad.
No.
Like really bad.
No.
Yeah.
You can see it. You already know.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the best.
Well, we're here to say it.
Yeah. I hope
get
it
away.
Works out, Travis. But,
run away.
You know, you'll kill it this year and maybe just get rid of her before the $150 million contract in 5 years. Listen, back to Shadura Sanders. Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders was a defensive back. He was one of the greatest ever, probably the greatest defensive back in history. When you play other positions in football, I'm not talking about any other sport, you can do whatever you want. You can party all night, like Stephon Diggs, Cardi B's boyfriend. Stephon's 2 years older than me. Absolute beast, okay? The guy was in the same high school class as Julio Jones and AJ Green. Something happened in high school. He had to go to Maryland. But Stephon is an absolute terror, speed demon. Now, one thing with receivers, they're going to get their ladies and they're going to party and they're going to be happy. All of them, they're always the same. They're the most happy bunch. And just like Odell Beckham or all these guys or Randy Moss, they want to party. They want to be happy. Okay. Stephon can go party with Cardi B and go on a boat with 10 women and nobody's going to bat an eye. Like they're only bat an eye because he's on the Patriots. Okay. But if if the Patriots cut him, you'll see. 2 weeks later, he'll be on another team. Back to Shadur. Shadur grew up under Deion, and the one mistake Deion made, and I'm surprised he didn't catch it, and I'm going to chalk it up to him being his father, because when you're a dad, sometimes you miss because you're so enamored with your son that you think, oh, he can't do anything wrong. But when you play quarterback, you are the CEO of the company. And you gotta tone it down. Look at Johnny Manziel. What happened? 2 years, he's out. All those type of QBs are in and out. And it's for a reason. I don't care if you're black, white, Puerto Rican, or whatever. It doesn't matter. Race has nothing to do with it. You can wear your chain. You can wear whatever. But you gotta act like a CEO. Do you see the CEO of DoorDash running around? And no, but you'll see the employees can party whatever they want, right? That was Shadur's mistake, and it had nothing to do with race or his dad or his. That's why he fell, because the kid is great. He talks great and all that. It's a great thing that he's got such a good support team. Do you know who Magnus Carlsen is?
Magnus Carlsen.
He's the number one chess player in the world. He's an absolute savant.
Chess. Okay.
This kid. No, listen, for the past 10 listening. Years.
I like chess. I saw that one show on HBO.
Can play 20 people at once.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And remember without any help, notes or anything, and play one move at a time.
Chess players don't use notes.
No, but I'm saying he doesn't see the board.
They don't have to. I know what you're talking about. They're geniuses. Yeah, he can beat
20
yeah.
people in a row. He lost to this Indian kid, Gukesh. And finally, the champ mm-hmm. has fallen, which is interesting because it's like...
Wait, how long was he the champ for?
He's been the champ ever since he was like 12 years old.
Oh, really?
No, yeah, he's a savant.
Oh.
This kid is...
How old is he now?
Ooh, he's got to be in his 20s.
Let's just say that he's been doing it for a while. Yeah. That he's been at the top.
Yeah,
and he finally got taken down.
Yeah, the way I found out about him, he dabbled in the poker scene a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that dangerous for poker players?
It is, but he quickly found out that in chess, it's like this move, you win.
Yeah.
I'm better than him. In mm-hmm. poker, there's a luck factor. It might be 10%, it might be 5%, it might be 35%.
Yeah.
But he quickly found out that.
I thought poker was also skill.
Poker is 80% skill, 20% luck.
So it didn't translate chess to poker. This is interesting. Chess?
Yeah, chess. No, Crystal. Chess. Magnus he's a freak of nature.
I feel like I've heard the name of Magnus before. It's probably because I watched that one show. What was that one show with the...
Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, that one. That was a good show.
That thing was sick. So basically, kind of like how Queen's Gambit was showing how she learned chess, but now she's seeing 30 moves ahead.
Yeah.
That's Magnus. The only thing that could beat
Magnus. He's like the real version of it.
Yeah. The only thing that could beat Magnus consistently is the computer.
Oh.
Yeah. But then now this Indian kid, Gukesh, he might be the future. They're going to go again. They're going to play again.
Is he younger?
Younger, yes. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anybody older can beat Magnus. It's only going to be a younger kid. Probably
much younger.
Ooh, should I look it up?
Yeah, sure. Look it up. There's always going to be somebody younger and better.
Yeah, they played in classic format. Okay, Gukesh is 19 years old. Magnus Carlsen, age 34.
Whoa.
Yeah. And okay. Magnus, how, look, Magnus has been the champ for how long? Or essentially, it's not really the champ. It's how long has he been number one? For over 14 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, he has dominated the world of chess. And nowadays, smart. He's really just taking breaks. Like, he's not playing like that. He just shows up. And he'll show up.
So you don't want him to show up.
Yeah, you really want him his tire to pop. or if you see his name, you're losing. Unless you're the legend, Gukesh.
Gukesh.
Where I'm going to get a shirt of Gukesh next week.
Yeah, we're wearing right that here shirt.
And have his little Indian face on there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gukesh. Good job, buddy. Okay, so the last thing. Belmont Stakes this week, Saturday.
Horses.
What did we look at?
We look at the asses.
We look at that ass.
They don't know that. That episode's not going
to
air.
Guys, this is the key to picking horses.
We had a pilot episode.
You can look at the pamphlet.
You're never going to see
it. What we look at and what our guru told us, we look at that ass. You want a thick booty on that horse.
That's what I learned in the first episode.
And then
a thick neck.
And then, you know, obviously you look at the pamphlet and the sharps, they look at that and they
but
see.
But really what you want to look at is the ass.
You want that thunder booty on that horse. And we're picking journalism. And Crystal picked Rodriguez. Both are amazing horses, and we'll see on Saturday at the Belmont Stakes. It's this week, and it's gonna be a good one. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Dex Effect. Shout out to my co-host Crystal Alvarado. Another great week. We'll be back next week, and we'll see you guys. Stay classy.
Bye.